You're listening to Real Women Courageous Wisdom, hosted by Women for One truth teller, my friend and author, Kara Bradley. Real Women Courageous Wisdom is a podcast series featuring Women for One truth tellers, everyday women and kindred spirits passionate about sharing their journeys and inspiring others.
Here we are again, Real Women Courageous Wisdom, everyone. I am your host, Kara Bradley, and today I have with us Justice Bartlett. She is a Women for One truth teller, and she's got a lot more to tell us about as well. She's the founder of Embody Me, and I'm going to allow Justice to tell us all about herself and about what she's doing to light up this world. Welcome, Justice. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Kara. Thank you.
It is, it's really an honor to have all of these incredibly empowered women on this podcast. I feel really fortunate, and because I get to sit here and hear about your experiences and your stories and how they uplift to help you share with the world. So, so tell us a little bit about how you came to Women for One and how you feel about sharing your story, how it makes you feel.
Well, I came to Women for One through your founder, through Kelly McNillis. She's been a client of mine for a number of years, and I just love her and everything that she's doing. And as far as sharing my own story, it's been very empowering and healing. I've always been very transparent about my background and where I come from, why I've gotten into the work that I do. And I think for women especially, but for people in general, just the freedom just to share aspects of themselves that maybe they don't feel comfortable with sharing and have a forum to do that is so freeing. It's so healing.
Yeah. That's very well put. I think Kelly might steal that for her intro of what Women for One is all about. So thank you for that. So you do have an interesting background and an incredibly interesting work. Can you tell us about that?
So my company, Embody Me, is all about embracing embodied living. I feel a little reluctant to talk about it in spiritual terms just because I think it's gotten so clouded. So it's really about infusing your consciousness and your authenticity through your physical form. And I definitely find working with people, and I know for myself, the body's like a recording device. It's just picking things up and replicating information from before we're even born, from, you know, in utero, back through our ancestral lineage. And all that's coming out through our body and then through the way that we live our life. And that's very often not us, and it's not who we are. So with Embody Me, my goal is to empower people into their authenticity by discovering their authentic signature and then embodying that while simultaneously recognizing and releasing the programs that have gone into creating the sort of the mask, if you will, that most of us wear throughout life until we start to figure out, okay, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. And this is what I want to embody and bring through the world.
Yeah. Yeah. As you're talking, I'm visualizing this, this energetic blueprint is the way I always feel that there's this blueprint that's constantly pulsing and informing me. If I just get out of my own way, right, it would be there. Is that?
Yes.
Yes. That's all.
That's it. We're just getting back to that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think of it as intelligence, that we as beings really deeply desire to move towards greater states of coherence. And the only reason that we don't is because we don't know that we can. We don't know that there's another scientific force out there known as syntropy to the fringe scientific community, which is essentially holding energy together, whereas entropy is energy falling apart. But when we tap into that consciously and we activate that with our intent and bring that wisdom and access that inherent blueprint and intelligence through the body, our lives transform in just amazing ways, absolutely amazing, from the physical to the relational to our finances, everything.
Yes. You're speaking my language. You know, you're speaking my language, but what's always so fascinating is that you're just seeing it and you have an understanding of it from a different perspective. It's like you're looking at the diamond just from a different, slightly different facet, which is what's so brilliant about all of us waking up, is that we're all able to bring our experience and just like, you know, it's just our different, little different shift. It's like the, you know, the telescope, not the telescope, what's the thing up in the air? That's satellite, right? Just looking at this all. And so your perspective and your experience and the work you do can light people up in different ways, which is so cool.
I love that you said that. And yeah, that's, I think, and that's why there's so many, you know, healers and transformational coaches that are kind of coming to the foreground right now, because they're like 1,000 different languages, 1,000,000 different languages, and within those languages, different dialects, and everyone's going to resonate with something different. And the more people who are presenting the kind of information and work that I am, you know, the more options that people have, and to connect to who they resonate with, and to, you know, to discover themselves in whatever way, you know, through whatever assistance that feels harmonious, that feels congruent for them. That's and there just can't be enough of that, right?
There can't be enough of it. And I often tell people, you know, I'm a yoga teacher and a meditation teacher, and really my passion is in helping people start to trust the natural intelligence that is always flowing through them. And so I use movement and stillness as ways for people to tap in and start to listen. And, you know, I tell people all the time, listen, if the yoga's not working for you right now, drop it. But just stay curious, because you will continually be guided into the teaching or the teacher or the therapy or whatever it is you need right now at this moment to unblock whatever you're ready to unblock.
I love that. And yes, I would say out of any potential spiritual philosophy, I would have to go with curiosity.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so much more powerful than belief, because if you're curious, you're always like a little child. Your eyes are always open. Your heart's open. You're paying attention, and you're always asking, like, what next? What am I missing? What can I notice next?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I was telling Justice before we started recording that my dog passed away a few days ago, and it was my first dog. And he was just my love. He cracked me open in ways that nobody else really has. And on Friday when he passed, I had the extraordinary gift, as I'm sure many of you listening have had, but I had not, of being with him. And observing his incredible intelligence in his absolute knowing how to die. I mean, it was just glorious. It profoundly shifted me to recognize he knew exactly what he needed. He didn't need me to pinch him with anything or, you know, stick him with any medicine or whatever. He just knew. And just, you know, again, always, every day, it can continue to wake us up to our extraordinary brilliance.
I love that. I feel for you for the loss of that, and yet the incredible, beautiful lesson to come through in that space. Like, that's what happens when you can stay open through any experience and be curious. Because if you're judging, this isn't supposed to be happening, you know, this isn't what I want, how do I put a stop to this? There's always so much energy and information that we edit out that we just don't allow ourselves to see. So It's amazing you had that experience. My dog was one of my teachers. He taught me a lot about how to follow energy. I would lay him on my clients and I would have a thought and I would watch his body respond to my thought and then their body respond to his movement.
Wow. That's amazing. So I'm so curious about what you do with your clients now, but I want to backtrack a little bit and just and find out a little bit more about how you came to understand this all. I mean, we're all born with it, but just because of conditioning, it kind of gets not sucked out of us because it's always within us, but it just gets buried down. So yeah. For some reason, you were able to tap in and stay in touch. How did that happen for you?
Well, actually, so I have a family lineage of healers. My father is, you know, a phenomenal healer. So I grew up with alternative medicine being medicine. It wasn't alternative. It was family practice. But like many kids, like I went through rebellious phase. I became a hardcore drug addict. 7 years I used methamphetamine. I really, really messed myself up. And when I got done doing that, I was like, okay, enough of this. I reconnected with my dad, but what I discovered on my own was that my consciousness was so far removed from my body, it felt like my nervous system actually existed outside of my skin. And it was hard to be touched. It was hard to sit still. I was just, a nervous wreck, literally. And I started going to massage school and slowly over the years have literally worked my consciousness through those layers of who I thought I was and the toxicity and the damage, emotional, psychic, mental, that I had done to myself and found my home space again, like first within my heart and then throughout my whole body. And so Embody Me is really about reclaiming that as your home. So it's what developed through my own journey and then how I can translate that for other people by guiding them back into themselves.
Wow. So I've got to ask you this question. I'm a super fan of the movie Avatar.
Yeah.
And so while you're talking, I just keep thinking of Home Tree.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what it's like?
It is kind of what it's like. You know, I think we're so overlaid with conditioning. We forget to pay attention to our most primal responses. And our bodies have like Home Tree, like they have different intelligences, like the brain has its own kind of set of intellect that different functions of the brain, you know, tap into different aspects of intelligence. You've got your survival brain, your mammal brain, your kind of higher functioning brain. And then you've got your heart, which functions in a completely different intelligent sort of way. It literally depends on the cells to work harmoniously together, to function together. So it's a really great way to look at like all of your relationships with life as well. And then your guts have their own set of intelligence. There's so much that's going on in the guts. boundaries, your immune system, so much intelligence. And we're constantly thinking, how do I control my body rather than how do I listen to the messages that it's sending me? And then the lower pelvic intelligence as well. So we've really got these sort of three levels of intelligence that want to nourish and support our life and that have these specific forms and functions to do that from if we can, you know, quiet what we think we're supposed to be doing with our body and actually listen to the body.
Yes. In my own experience, because I've been at this, I had a grandmother, my nonna, I'm Italian, was beyond, you know, was so clued in with absolutely no education and no resources, but she just knew and really helped me at a very young age to recognize that it isn't all what we see and think. And what I recognize now is the simplicity that it is really a simple veil for us. We take the veil off. We have those moments when we're connected with intelligence all the time. Wouldn't you say? I mean, all the time, we just don't recognize them as being such.
Yes.
Like the sunset and the aha and the looking in someone's eyes and time standing still. Like, that's all intelligence at work.
Being in the right place at the right time, recognizing someone when you meet them, getting that gut sense in your belly, feeling that heart opening in your physical chest. Like, yes, yes, these signals are going on all of the time.
It's like a beautiful, it's like a whole new universe that's just waiting to make itself available.
Yes, absolutely. And I teach people a lot about, you know, going through their vulnerability to get to that availability.
So is that done with hands-on? Is it done through talk? How do you work?
All of the above. So I maintain a virtual practice with clients from all over the world, and sessions are conducted with the use of language, silence, energetic exchange, shared invitation to imagine, notice, and just allow. And then I do hands-on physical work at my Seattle practice. I do restorative body work with people, and a little bit more, you know, physical touch with people who are there, but we're all connected. So the connection is, it's already there. When we choose to step into it and begin to notice it, it's already established.
Yeah. Were you going to say something?
No. Just kidding.
You know, it's so interesting for all of you that are listening, and I sense this, you know, usually there's not, there aren't many pauses in my interviews, but I feel with Justice, there's something that happens that's so beyond words that, when there's a mutual knowing, and for all of us, you know, if we were just to be quiet and to be with each other, you know, we'd understand each other so much more in many ways when we're just settled. I'm not sure how you, what you're sensing on your end over there, Justice.
Yeah, absolutely. The pauses are filled, and it's so much like with the breath too. You know, you notice you're breathing in, you notice you're breathing out, but not many people notice there's always a pause in between that in breath and out breath. And that's the miracle place in between what you're doing and what's coming is that place of, you know, pure potential, and within that potential, that pure power that we all inherently embody.
Yeah.
So silence is powerful.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of silence myself. So can you give us, before we have to end, for those of us listening, if, you know, if there was something that we could do just in this moment, or, you know, maybe it's when we get home tonight before we go to sleep, that could help us start to sense in to the intelligence that is already there within all of us. Is there some little exercise that you give new clients or that you could share with us?
Sure. So what comes up is drop down. Follow your breath, bring your attention down through your body, out of your head, into your center. And let yourself pause there, either in your heart or in your belly. And just notice, and you can enter with a question, if intelligence had a message for me now, what would I notice? And you can notice in so many ways. You can notice through physical sensation. You may notice a sense of relaxation. You may get a word. You may get a color or an image. These are all ways that our right brain and our deeper intelligence communicate with us. And you get to be a sleuth with your curiosity, you get to say, okay, I'm paying attention. And I'm paying attention now in a new way. So what can I notice now that I haven't noticed before?
Yeah. And that, it just takes the willingness to pause, doesn't it?
It does. The pause is huge. It gives intelligence the chance to step in rather than going from programmed reaction.
Yeah. The pause helps us to start to observe our habitual patterns. You know, what we're almost about to do, right, is that habitual pattern where that might not be serving us in our lives, I think is what you're saying. That if
absolutely. And most of it isn't even our ideas. They're what we call, what I like to call OPs, other people's ideas.
Love it. How do you spell that?
Just like the nail polish, OPI'd. Other people's ideas.
Oh, that's so fantastic. I love that. I might have to borrow that from you. I'll give you props though.
And I'll tell you the rest of it. If you're going to use it, you got to use the whole.
Okay. Game. Give it to us.
You notice an idea that doesn't resonate with you, and you notice it, okay, it's an OP, and you see it written out on like a helium balloon, and you get to let that helium balloon go and just watch it float off and totally just disappear into the horizon.
Awesome. Oh, that's going to be my newfound trick. Well, please tell us where we can find you, Justice, for those listening.
You can find me at embodyme.org. And I, too, do a podcast with my buddy Jen Yost. And you can listen to us at doublydivineradio.com.
Excellent. Oh, good. I'm definitely going to tune into that. Well, thank you all. There has been a chock full of wisdom here. This has been a very full 20 minutes that goes by so quickly. There's so much for you to share, and I so appreciate you just giving us this little snippet of time for us all over the world to hear and listen to all that you've experienced and all that you share. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kara. It's been fun.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you all for listening to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom.
Thank you for listening to Women for One's podcast series, Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. If you like what you just heard, we hope you will subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and leave a review. If you're interested in becoming a Women for One truth teller, visit womenforone.com to learn more. For more information about our host, Kara Bradley, visit her site, karabradley.net. Join us next time for another enlightening conversation with powerful everyday women.